Big changes outlined today with a Paycheck Protection Program. Think small. It's the business news headlines for Monday, the 22nd day of February. Grateful, as always, that you're with us. In other business news, Dominion Voting Systems files yet another lawsuit. Think pillows. Unemployment, fraud, and the IRS. It is a story. Also, there's wealth and taxes. Another big-time story for you today. How do wages impact working conditions? We'll tell you about that. We've got the Wall Street Report, and the king of the smartphone is... Let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of Taro International, a training company that helps business leaders succeed. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. Focus and find socially responsible recruiting centered on helping businesses build a diverse workforce that is both innovative and productive. FocusandFind.com. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is also supported by the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original ag parts recyclers with members worldwide. Learn more at ntpda.com. And Arion, a solutions provider, bringing unique and scalable business support services and serving for-profit and nonprofit organizations. AURION.com.
Once again, thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, and yes, you can. You can follow us on Twitter. You can find us at IOB_NewsHour. This afternoon, President Biden announced some major changes for the next round of the Paycheck Protection Program, or PPP. To this point, many small and minority business owners have been left out. Biden says he's changing the focus and giving micro businesses a two-week window that allows businesses with fewer than 20 people to apply. In an attempt to improve equitable distribution of loans, administration officials said changes would also be aimed at helping sole proprietors, independent contractors, and self-employed individuals to receive more financial support by revising the program's funding formula. Of these businesses, those without employees are 70% owned by women and people of color. And with previous PPP calculations, some were approved for as little as $1 in loans. At least $1 billion is also being set aside for businesses in this category. Biden also eliminated restrictions that prevent small business owners with prior non-fraud felony convictions from obtaining relief through the PPP, preventing small business owners who are delinquent on their federal student loans from obtaining relief. The president is attempting to make it easier for those with green cards or on a visa to get aid as well. Administration officials said small business owners who are lawful U.S. residents could use a federal taxpayer identification number to apply. Today, Dominion Voting Systems filed a $1.3 billion lawsuit against MyPillow and CEO Mike Lindell. It alleged that the businessman defamed the voting machine manufacturer by claiming that its systems played a role in rigging the 2020 presidential election. Newsweek is reporting that the $1.3 billion is roughly four times MyPillow's annual revenue. Dominion filed equally large lawsuits against the pro-Trump lawyers Sidney Powell and Rudy Giuliani back in January over claims that they made about the company's voting systems being part of a baseless conspiracy theory. In its latest 115-page lawsuit filing, Dominion claimed that Lindell had caused the firm, quote, unprecedented reputational and financial harm, end quote, and accused the Trump ally of peddling baseless theories about the election to sell more pillows. Well, where there is money, there is also usually a fraud scheme. Last week, the IRS opened up a new website to deal with the thousands of Americans who have been a victim of unemployment fraud. What has happened is that criminals have gotten stolen Social Security numbers and then applied for unemployment assistance. Those funds are then collected by the fraudsters, and because unemployment benefits are taxed, the people who had their identity stolen, well, they get the tax bill, not the crooks. Individuals who receive a 1099-G tax form but didn't collect unemployment benefits may have fallen prey to the scam. So how do you protect yourself? Well, scam taxpayers ultimately don't have to pay the associated tax, and their tax refunds shouldn't be delayed as a result. But there are certain measures you should take according to the federal agency. Number one, contact the state agency that issued the form to report fraud. Ask the state agency to issue a corrected 1099-G. The state will need time to investigate the fraud and issue any corrections. Taxpayers should file an accurate tax return, one without unemployment income, even if they don't receive a corrected 1099-G in time. The corrected form will reflect zero in unemployment compensation. Speaking of taxes, a new study released by the Institute for Policy Studies said that from 1953 to 2018, the rate of taxation as a percentage of wealth on the top earners in the United States has fallen by 83%. So yeah, wealthy Americans have seen their tax rates tumble for the past 50 years. Broadly, the paper says, quote, since 1980, American tax policy has increasingly favored wealth over work, end quote. Now, that includes things like the maximum rate of income tax on dividends falling lower than the maximum rate of income tax on wages, an increase in the estate tax exemption limit, and a decrease in the tax rate on corporate income. The richest have also gotten a lot richer. In the mid-century era, an average member of that elite group held 200 times the wealth of an average American. However, now, according to the paper, they hold an average of 1,000 times more wealth than the everyday American. So now let's look at the other side of the economic scale, and this has to do with low-wage workers and job security and safety. New research suggests that lower-paid jobs are also more likely to have poor working conditions, which compounds issues facing U.S. workers during the pandemic. MarketWatch is reporting on a paper circulated today by the National Bureau of Economic Research. Three researchers analyzed job violations reported to a federal agency from the year 2000 to 2019, and it's all published in a database compiled by Good Jobs First, a nonprofit organization. They also leverage U.S. Census Bureau data to analyze the number of workers in a given industry and pay. The researchers estimate that within local industries, a 10% increase in the average wage is associated with a decrease in the number of violations per employee, and get this, a 4% decrease in fines per dollar of that pay that are directed to the company. It also suggests that unionized workers with collective bargaining power, as well as workers in highly competitive industries, are much more likely to receive higher wages and then better working conditions. There's one major problem. A larger number of U.S. workers are not members of unions. Just over 10% of salary and wage workers are members of a union, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. And that is a 10 percentage point drop from 1983, the first year comparable statistics became available. Well, tech stocks took it on the chin today as investors are betting on an economic rebound. The tech-heavy NASDAQ lost over 341 points to close at 13,533, and it was the fifth consecutive losing session. The Dow did eke out a slight gain, up just 27 points to close at 31,521, and the S&P 500 once again lost ground by 30 points today to end the day at 3856. Microsoft, Apple, and Amazon all fell between 2 and 3%, and Tesla tumbled by $66.80 a share, or 8.5%. These were the stocks investors were buying as the pandemic rolled on, as investors were searching for safety. That tech rally has also been central to the thinking that many of these tech stocks are overvalued, and that would, of course, make them vulnerable to slumps. And finally, there is this. Apple sold more iPhones than any other smartphone maker in the world in the final quarter of last year, that according to Gartner data, securing the top position for the first time in 4 years. The tech giant sold nearly 80 billion iPhones in the fourth quarter, marking a 15% increase over the same period in 2019, despite an overall 5% decline in worldwide smartphone sales. It is a sign that the new 5G iPhone 12 series is a hit in the marketplace, and it's heating up the competition. Why? Well, then there's also Samsung, which, by the way, sold more smartphones over the full year. Wow. And to think they were just a convenience. Well, that's a wrap. Thanks so very much for joining us for the business news headlines. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.